You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. Phil Williams here in the Right Side Studios. Man, local, state, national, we got all the issues we are covering down. And like the dude said a moment ago, we are solid, conservative, and just plain right. Well, hey, welcome to you. Welcome to all of you. It is Tuesday, which leads me, by the way, to my comments for the day. So as I prepare for today's show, I was thinking about the fact that there's a principle in warfare. There's a principle in warfare on the exploiting of the weaknesses of an enemy on the battlefield. You find their weak point. You mash your forces in that location in an attempt to create a breach in their lines, and you then capitalize on the breach by pushing through and conducting an envelopment of the enemy so they are now fighting on more than one front. But what do you do if you cannot find a weakness in the enemy's lines? The answer? You make one by driving a wedge into a spot of your own choosing. There's a story about Alexander the Great. I may have told the story once before, so please forgive me, but aside from being king of the Greek kingdom of Macedon, he was also a great battlefield commander. He was known to ride out to the epicenter of the battle on his famous battle horse, Bucephalus, leading an elite band called the Companion Cavalry. One particular battle that I believe was attributed to Alexander, it found his forces face-to-face with an impressive and seemingly impregnable front line of the opposition force. It's said that rather than charging the opposing line, that Alexander and his companion cavalry just began riding parallel to it. The enemy, not knowing what to do with that, began to follow. They sent their own cavalry to begin following along and riding parallel. In doing so, though, the enemy began to string itself out over a distance, at which point Alexander suddenly wheeled his cavalry into the thinned-out line, wedged his way through, thereby cutting the enemy forces in half, creating a breach and conducting a classic envelopment. My point here is that Alexander did not just go headlong. He created the breach by first driving a wedge into a thinned-out line of his enemy. And if we're not careful, that's exactly what liberals will do to us if we let them. You see, sometimes liberals are so blatantly obvious it becomes laughable. Sometimes, though, they're more subtle. But the one thing that I have come to know for sure is that liberals will do all they can to drive a wedge between the various personalities that make up their opposition. It's actually part of their rule book. You can call it wedge politics. But basically what it means is they have strung out the opposition, and once having done so, they drive the wedge through and they hammer it over and over until they split the lines. It's no different than using a chopping wedge to split firewood. You find a seam in the grain of wood, you put the wedge into place, and then you pound it with a mallet or the backside of the axe until the seam becomes a split, the split becomes a break, and the break becomes separate parts. And like I said, liberals use that tactic daily on conservative. It's part of their rule book, the actual rule book. You may have heard of Saul Alinsky. Saul Alinsky was a radical community organizer. He was loved by people, literally by Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton, Bill Ayers, and others. Alinsky was so impressed with Hillary Clinton's senior thesis on his own work that he offered her a job. Alinsky wrote a book called Rules for Radicals, which is still to this day seen as the foundation for liberal community activism. In that book, he described his 13 rules. Now, I could spend all day dissecting the 13 rules that Saul Alinsky promoted, some of which seem like common sense, but some of which are just downright evil. But for the purposes of this discussion on wedge politics, let me just offer you two of them. Rule number 5 is ridicule is a man's most potent weapon. Rule number 13, pick the target, freeze it, personalize it, and polarize it. In essence, Rule 5, ridicule, is the wedge, and Rule 13 is the hammer. And my friends, we are the wood. Conservatives are the opposing force to liberals, obviously, and using Alinsky's rules, which are in print for all to see, they do all they can to ridicule their targets, to freeze them in place, to make it a personal attack, because that goes deeper than dealing with the issues, and then polarize the situation so no one wants to touch it with a 10-foot pole. This is exactly why liberals constantly think up new labels, new identifiers for anyone on the right. They pick the target, they give it a label that amounts to ridicule, and they get their target into a deer in the headlights position by overwhelming them with a series of personal attacks, and they make them out to be lepers so no one would want to come to their aid. It's what they tried to do with Brett Kavanaugh. It's what they successfully did with Roy Moore. When they are successful with those attacks, they have effectively breached our lines. Don't attack the issues. Attack the person, the people of the opposing force, and by doing so, create a wedge in the people themselves. What are some examples, you might ask? Well, think about it. Okay, listen. How many times just in the last few years have you seen phrases like the following? This is a pandemic of the unvaccinated. The unvaccinated are killing people. There's a label. January Sixers and those like them are dangerous extremists. How about this? You're an election denier. Don't deserve the right to ask questions because you're an election denier. How about this? It's a woman's right to choose. How dare you infringe on the rights of women everywhere with your archaic notions about reproductive health care? You're a misogynist. Hashtag me too. Or how dare you say that it's not right for a trans woman to compete in women's sports? You're homophobic. Put your mask on and also mask your two-year-old child. Follow the science. How dare you say men cannot get pregnant? Don't talk to me about science. Climate change is the existential threat to America, and if you're a climate change denier, you're not smart like us because the polar ice cap is melting because science. Switch gears here a minute. How about if you're born black, you're an oppressed individual by virtue of your birth, you must always feel defeated and beholden to government for your rescue. Or conversely, if you're born white, you're an oppressor and you live a life of privilege. Or of late, you can find out that if you fly the Betsy Ross flag, you're a militant, violent extremist. Or the latest one that I'll talk about in detail later in the show is the newest and most disturbing labeled attack that I've seen lately, designed to make folks feel impugned and vulnerable, the dreaded new target, Christian nationalism. Think about it. Why label things constantly like this? Why carve up society into little segments? Why beat us over the head with this stuff over and over and over? It's because they're using Saul Alinsky's rules, especially rules 5 and 13, to create a wedge. To divide us, to try and make us even scared of each other by polarizing the various labels they've created. They can't deal with the issues, so they attack the person. They create the wedge, and they hammer it home over and over. And we have to see it for what it is. We have to stare it right back down. We have to not allow ourselves to be divided by ridiculous and ultimately shallow and baseless attacks. Because, folks, I'm telling you, the old adage is still true. United we stand, and yes, divided we fall. So see the wedge, know the wedge politics, and reject it outright. And that's a wrap for the Right Side Way. I'm going to tell you, I mean, the bottom line is this. I guess if we're going to go ahead and say labels are out there, well, then I'm a white, cisgender, climate change, election-denying, meat-eating, gun-toting, Bible-clinging, Christian nationalist waving a Betsy Ross flag and laughing the whole time. How about that? How you like me now, you bunch of Saul Alinsky-reading liberals? Anyway, Right Side Radio's here for you. We're going to keep pointing these things out so we can march to the beat of our own drum. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We got a lot more. We'll be right back.